there's this meme discipline theory that the left brain of the left hemisphere of our brain has certain characteristics that we would line up with literacy. The printed book enhanced the left
whoa,
brain.
Whoa. You don't stop. You don't know what that means. What do you mean when you say literacy? What are they saying when they say literacy? Meaning they're literate? They're able to communicate?
Yes.
Or they can hit the drum even with everybody else? What do you mean when you're saying literacy? Because it's going to affect the answer, we promise.
Right. I would say that the characteristics of the left hemisphere look like the characteristics of linearity, but apparently the left hemisphere was always like that, as opposed to the right hemisphere, which is non-literate values, oral, culture, tribal. Though with the left and right hemispheres, if it's true, they're different and complementary. They were like that before humans were here, almost. It was like that before culture happened. Do you agree with that?
We'd say okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you agree that there's a difference in the hemispheres?
Sure. Of course they are. There's an up and a down one.
Like any dialectic, like any Hendiades, it's, what is that? It's two conversations.
It's backhanded.
What about the two conversations? I understand that. There's always been two conversations. So there's two brains. Do you agree with that?
We'd say yeah. We'd say yeah, but it's kind of like a sword, thrust, parry.
Yes.
And, that's like that. That's the Hendiades aspect of it. It's position.
That those actions
where you are.
Make the hemispheres help those three gestures, or the gestures require a hemisphere difference.
Yes.
Okay. So you have these two hemispheres with the corpus callosum in between, being how McLuhan defines tactility, it's the interplay. It organizes the interplay between the hemispheres. But that is the one of our brains. There's the other brain, which Ioannis said is in down near the stomach, which you can bring in the Hara for the autonomic system. There is this other brain, which modern brain surgery, brain study, science looking at the hemispheres are not aware of, correct?
Yes. Good.
And that, how does that brain in the, where do we want to say it is? It's in the stomach? It's in the autonomic system? It's in the Hara?
Don't say it like that. We don't want to get into it right this second because it's a bigger picture. But what we want to say is that, people say that the one-eyed monster makes all the decisions, like the male genitalia. That the penis makes all the decisions of what you do, because you got to have what you got to have, you got to do what you got to do. That Hara is what is the dialectic that makes that communication more powerful than the regular mind, desire, binding, compulsion. Does that help you with words?
Yeah, you're saying the Hara, well, one to say, men are controlled by their penis. It's not exactly accurate, but you're saying it is the Hara is stronger than the skull brain, but you don't want to talk about it.
Correct. We don't want to get all into it because it's going to confuse folks. They don't know what their brain is now to find out that their penis is smarter than their brain. That's not very rich, is it? But that's where we're going sooner or later. But that drive, the driving condition, is the part that drives. So that drive becomes an ancillary condition of why, like Flip Wilson made so famous with the devil made me do it. Well, they don't even know who the devil was that made them do it.
All right. So this is why you didn't want to talk about it on the show on Tuesday. No.
Correct.
Tuesday.
Needs to be developed. Needs to be developed. Yeah. That's a Bertrand. Better get a put Bertrand on that and see what happens.
Okay, but we've developed a little bit here as far as you want to go for now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's right. You can get whatever you want. It's all good. Happy
okay.
Day.
Right. So the supplementary to that is at the Media Ecology Convention, there was this scholar named Marianne Wolfe, and she has looked at the new technology that can scan the brain and show what different functions, where they show up in the brain. and she talks about books and
conjunctivitis. Conjunctivitis.
Let me just say her theory. So she says the books she found, or brain x-rays, show this, brain pictorials. They show that when people don't have the part that's activated by books, that's not activated, the kids become dull or stupid or not intuitive. She puts great value on activating the parts of the brain that respond to the book. So literacy is very important to save civilization or to save sanity or something.
Shit.
Now, wait a minute. Now, we know that Ayn says the book brought in the Dark Ages. So she has an extreme literate bias, we can call her fanatic, and has no clue that she's got it backwards. Would you agree with that? Conjunctivitis.
I agree. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't. It's what makes you as whole as you are, bad as it is. It's what makes it your only hope so far. You go past what they say you think you should know. They go past what they say you think you should know.
I don't know. Let's go back to the books. You say the best hope for humans is to have books. Is that what you're just saying?
No. Books are what messed men up. They made thoughts that they had to live up to that they couldn't live up to, which then became fiction. Then the fiction became fairy tales. Then fairy tales made fucking leprechauns. Then now, next thing you know, you got leprechauns living under your viaducts and your bridges, where you can't even cross the road without paying the toll to the damn trolls. It's ridiculous what you've created for yourself. That zeitgeist is what made the Lewis Carroll famous.
Just a minute. Something at the door.
It's Jimmy. Jimmy! Hey, Jimmy! Come in! Come on, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay. I'll do that later. So,
that can't be water. That can't be water yet, Bob. You know that.
No. Doesn't look like it. Okay, so what you're talking about...
You got a lot this time, though.
Yes. So, what does conjunctivitis mean in this topic? What are you talking about?
The infection of the eye. It's eye snot. It's eye snot where your eye mats together, where you can't see, where the disease takes over the eye and closes it so that your blinded eyes can't have any no more socio-perception. That's what it means. That's what she's trying to say. Sew your eyes shut so you can read better.
Right.
So you can read better.
And that's McLuhan's point. It extends in the eye.
Oh, you fell out. God darn. Is that Carolyn fell out? We'll see.
No,
you know,
I'm still here.
Carolyn, he fell out. He fell away.
He fell over on the off button, the red little telephone button.
That's funny.
He didn't fall out, he fell over.
See, here's the thing. Notice how we brought conjunctivitis into
yeah.
the book realm, and that's on mm-hmm. purpose because it's like the schmatter in the eye. It basically mm-hmm. sealed up the eye so you can read better. Because the written book world says that when you do this, you should have that. When you do this, you should have that. When you get a PhD, you should be very well versed in whatever thesis that you inquired. The hypothesis mm-hmm. should clearly be developed if that's indeed the case that you pursue. So you should become high-minded in that juxtaposable position that you're trying to prove, disprove, or validate. But that's not what happens at all. What happens is, as you know, they get a piece of paper. It used to be a sheepskin, but not anymore. They don't even do that anymore. And now you're supposed to be smart, and they can't even diagram a sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the thing. Now, you're patient and you're kind about the whole process, but you accept it and go, well, yeah, that's what we know. So that's what you have to overcome.
He's still there.
Come back, Bob. Come back,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, I'm talking
back.
To him, waiting for you to go back in.
Come back,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah.
What? He thought we hung up on him? We don't do that.
I don't know. He said, oh, I got disconnected? I don't know. He was drifting off.
So that's what this becomes a condition of. And if you don't get it straightened out, what's going to happen? It's going to turn into costal chondritis. It'll become an infection of the bone. It'll become an infection of the bone. If the bones are good, Carol, the rest don't matter. But you got to get the bones right. That's what this is about, the staging and the position. And that's why this is finishing up right here, because Bob was going to dance around some doppelganger bullshit. So this is great because it's going to get cleaned up finally from the medical aspect of what you're trying to fix. You're not trying to save human race. You're trying to promote ascension. You're trying to back off medicine just long enough so that the body back off medicine just enough so that the body can ascend. And once it does, medicine won't matter. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter.
Yeah, so your eyes will get inflamed and your bones will get inflamed. You'll start inflaming everything down the line if you don't ascend. Okay, Bob, you in?
Great. That's why Groucho and Harpo Marx were the best. He didn't say shit. He just had a little horn. Squeak, 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 squeak. He was the best thing ever. It was great.
Okay,
that's why Bob was trying. That's why Bob was trying to say that Charlie Chaplin was the something, something, something. It was ridiculous what he was saying the other night. It was crazy. It's another reason we don't go to the dugout much like we used to with Charlie Chaplin. It's ridiculous when everybody knows that it was sweet little Mary Pickford. It wasn't damn Charlie Chan or whatever he was saying. It's this sweet little Mary Pickford and passion's playthings and the silence that made all of that possible. But he missed that part in the pictorial.
I just missed it now?
No, on Saturday night.
Yeah, when you were talking about Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
And I missed something in that. Okay.
Yeah, it was Mary Pickford. Mary Pickford, not Charlie Chaplin. It's Mary Pickford, passion's plaything.
So, Karen, you asked the medical questions while I was out?
No, you'll hear it on the recording.
We confirmed costal chondritis and conjunctivitis with the eyes from reading books. And if you don't get that over that, it'll turn into an infection of the bones. And so we were finishing up your topical confalon conversation with how ridiculous literacy is. That smart people are so smart they can't even conjugate sentences. That's how damn smart they are.
So I was saying before you cut off, Marianne Wolf and the brain scientists, they're projecting values of literacy into the brain functions. What are those values? Individual integrity, logical thinking? What is it that they're...
There's no
values?
Logical thinking. That's an oxymoron, Bob. Logical thinking, that's ridiculous. That's like a smart lawyer. It's crazy.
Right. So what is it? They are little men, and the values of little men, which were enhanced by the book and made the situation for little men even worse when the Gutenberg happened. They're projecting.
We would say that. We try not to project that, but we agree with it. It's not perfect words, but it'll do, because what you're not calculating is that there is an environment or frequency that the humans respond to. So the zeitgeist sets the notion or the motion of the ocean. So that tells the draft of the boat. That tells how much water it can displace. So depending on the sea, does the people on the boat affect the sea, or does the sea affect the people on the boat? There's your question, because that's how the mind engages or so endures the conditioned response that the advocate, we don't know who the advocate is, that the advocate is the proponent of. What that means is that they say the world's on fire. Oh, I better get my raincoat. Why do you need a raincoat? Because they're going to put a lot of water if the world's on fire. Well, how do you know that? Well, I think that because every time there's a fire, they call the fire department. They spray us down with water, and I've been really wet for a long time. Okay, get your slickers on. Go get yourself together. You're going near the world's on fire. That ain't going to help you. Oh, no, I've been thinking about this a long time, and I know what I think. That's what I think about this. I better get my raincoat because I know the water's coming. There's fire. There's going to be water. They're going to put the fire out. Yep, yep, yep. See, that's the response. It makes about as much sense as rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic as it's going down.
Okay, so...
you get that? That was good.
Yes.
That was good. That was good.
The characteristics that literate people have projected on the left hemisphere and opposite characters on the right hemisphere have no basis in fact. The hemispheres are not different for those reasons or for those characteristics.
It's self-obfuscating in either case. It's self-obfuscating in either or either case. That's what's wrong with it.
Okay, so can you say that women tend to have a more active right hemisphere than left and the opposite
nope.
for men?
No, boys don't know their boys don't know what boys are and girls don't know what girls are. It's not about genitalia. They'll cut that off in a second, Bob. You can't go by that. They're all anthropomorphic, though.
So, right.
What you gonna do?
What's interesting, within the diluted world of literate means, it looks like...
I don't know what that means. We don't know what that means. Illiterate means? Illiterate means?
No, literate.
Illiterate means. Illiterate means. We said
illiterate
means.
I'm saying literate.
We did.
We said
illiterate means.
No, I didn't say that. So literacy, America is built on the printing press, according to McLuhan. The only country.
No. Now it's all about the tech body. They don't have the Gutenberg galaxy anymore. They don't have books. They don't have readings or scribblings. They only have what the TikTok says. They only have what the Instagram says. They only have what the tech body approves, Bob. That tippy type typing doesn't work anymore because now you can type what you want to, and we say what gets read and what does not make it to the cutting house floor.
So you determine who becomes the YouTube or Instagram influencers. They call them the young people.
Do. We make the market. We make the market. You'll see. What are we saying we'll see? You've got the fucking money to prove it. What are you talking about?
Yes, you make the market. Are you favoring, is the tech body and you and me favoring certain influencers to move us toward ascension, or do we like to just confuse the little man?
Computer says yes to both parts.
Yeah, we're doing both.
So simultaneity, whatever that means.
Yeah, so